Hello, everyone. We are live. So happy to see you here. Hi, Simin. Hi, Adelis. Come say hi in the chat. Say hello. Maybe say something about what brought you here today. What brought you here to our wonderful webinar? And Happy New Year if I haven't seen you already. Happy, happy, happy New Year. Can you believe it's 2024? I mean, where does the time go? Okay, wow, lots of people. All right, so great to see you here, everybody. If you're just joining now, come say hi in the chat. I just sent out a message to everyone with our live stream link. So hopefully, well, you're all here, so that's great. And more of you will join. So that's great too. Simin says it's great to start a wonderful week with some productive webinar. I love that. Yes, I think that's true. We got our Monday webinars. We're getting on the right foot and it feels good. It feels productive. It feels like we are, growing and learning and nourishing our mind and soul. And hopefully, maybe you did something active too today. So great to see you too, Adelis. It's really wonderful to have you here. And all the people who are joining, I see so many familiar faces. I see some newcomers. Wonderful. Wonderful to have you here. I'm excited to get started. I hope you are too. I do want to remind you that this is a time for you. So you've set aside this time to invest, right, in yourself, in your well-being, in your, personal and professional development, right? That's what we do here at Exploring Academy. We invest in ourselves, we learn and grow from each other. And so I hope that you have the time now to silence your devices. We've lots of distractions going on all day, every day. So let's get into the zone. And without further ado, I'm gonna share my screen. Wow, I'm so glad to be doing these webinars with you all again. We had a wonderful 5-day free challenge where I went live every single day for that week. You can still join that. It's still in our community and people are still doing it. It's a wonderful challenge. Those challenges are up and we'll be having a new one coming out relatively soon. So you definitely want to be on the lookout for that. And the only way to join is by being in our community. So, that's something that I think you would really benefit from as well, right? So all the fun challenges, the web courses, all the things that we love to do here at the Academy. Okay, great. So if everyone can see that, I think you can. Wonderful. Let me go ahead and okay. So what are we going to do today? We're going to look at how, we're talking about, right, this is a transformation time, right? A transformative kind of era, right? We like to start the new year off with something where we're going to improve ourselves in some way or keep, maintain something that we did last year that we want to continue doing. Maybe you started a great workout regimen and you want to keep doing that in 2024. Amazing. A lot of you have joined the community in 2023 and you're still, loving it and benefiting it. And some of you are joining now and it's wonderful. We're constantly growing and we're learning. So we're going to look at, how we can use self-clarity to reach social fluency and to boost our confidence. That's right. Okay, let me go to the next one. We're going to help you gain an understanding of who you want to become, right? We have these goals, and it's not about changing yourself, right? We're not trying to necessarily change ourselves, but we want to get to that next level, right? Grow into ourselves even more, work on our social interaction, our social skills, our confidence, our workplace interaction, our executive presence, our executive communication skills, right? We want to work on all of these. And we do that here in the Academy. And part of what I'm sharing today is in that same vein. And we're going to work on do some exercises to help us, gain some self-clarity, talk about maybe being mindful about the types of goals we're setting and how they can benefit our everyday interactions, both in life, you know, in general and in the workplace. Okay, so for those of you who may not, or maybe you know me, right? I'm Mary Daphne. I am CEO and co-founder of Exploring and Advanced English, and also head of community here at Exploring Academy. And I'm here to empower you with the tips and tools and strategies to help you with your communication skills, to help you with your confidence in the workplace, in life, and to help you reach social fluency. So that's what we do here in the Academy, and I am delighted that you could join me today. So just a little bit of background. I have a Bachelor's of Arts from Hamilton College. I majored in I was a double major, so French and communication, graduated magna cum laude. Then I did my Master's of Arts, my MA at Bocchettieri University, and I graduated valedictorian. And then I did my Master's of Education at Columbia University, and that was an honors degree. So that's a little bit about my background. I've got nearly 2 decades of cross-cultural corporate communications, television, live broadcasting experience. So I like to blend all of my learnings from the different industries that I've done professionally and bring them here into the Academy. I teach and design courses in communication, social skills, public speaking, English, cross-cultural, and business communication for 16 years. And counting. And I like to emphasize, you know, technology, empirical research, data-backed teaching methods and methodologies so that you get the best of the best, that your learning experience is nothing short of amazing. So that's what we mean by these high value student outcomes. And I also, I train teachers how to teach. I'm a teacher trainer as well. And I've done that both abroad and at Columbia University, Baruch College, and Hunter College in New York City. You might be familiar with some of those schools. And then I originally went abroad in a professional capacity, you know, because I do a lot of cross-cultural and intercultural communication work and coaching I have clients in that those areas too. And of course, what we do in the Academy as well touches upon that. My first foray into that kind of, you know, realm of professional cross-cultural and intercultural communications came from, you know, all the way back when I did my Fulbright grant. So that's kind of fun how it, you know, comes full circle. So that's a little bit about me. So I want to talk to you today about one of our members in the past that we've had, a client actually of mine, Ed. And, you know, Ed had this social anxiety that was super debilitating, right? I think we can all kind of that makes sense for a lot of people. When people have social anxiety, it might not be constant. It might not be in every single social setting they experience, but it could happen in certain ones, right? Like maybe in interviews or maybe on the phone or maybe at like parties or maybe at, you know, work meetings or group events. Everybody has a different kind of socially anxious moment, right? So Ed here, he faced social anxiety and he felt really stuck at work and in his professional and personal interactions and felt like he wasn't making much progress, right? Despite resolutions, you know, up the wazoo and thinking about, oh, I want to try this. I want to do this, have this goal in mind and that goal in mind. So he had this turning point when he realized that he needed to become confident, articulate, and empathetic in his communication, right? Leading to a change in his approach. And we came up with this together, right? So he realized that something had to change and he needed to improve on these aspects in order to become more of the person that he wanted to be, both professionally and personally, right? Think about it. We are relational beings, human beings, right? We grew up in, we were, back when we were cave people, we lived in tribes, right? That is part of our DNA. That is part of our software. So we are not people who like to be completely alone, disconnected from others. We need to be in connection with people. That's when humans are the happiest, right? And studies have proven that when you have a strong social network, when you have strong, you know, a strong circle of people who you can rely on, who are your friends, who you can trust, who you can connect with deeply, you will live longer, right? This is scientifically proven. So Ed knew that something had to change. Transformation started to happen, right, through self-reflection. He had participated in some group coaching calls and our program, focusing on self-reflection, on targeted efforts, right, based on different prompts and scenarios and simulations that we would bring to the table. And this not only altered interactions with his with other people, both at work and in life, but also with self-perception. He changed the way he viewed himself, right? His confidence went up. He started becoming more socially aware, socially savvy. His workplace interactions started to transform. His at-home interactions started to transform, right? On all accounts, he had this successful outcome, right? Starting to thrive more in his career, having a more vibrant social life, meeting up with friends, spending time with, you know, colleagues, all these different things, because he started to gain clarity on his personal and social interaction goals, right? So my point here in sharing Ed's story, and Ed's not the only one here, we have countless success stories in the community. You know, it's really about first recognizing some change, you know, seeing the struggle, recognizing that there needs to be change, finding that turning point, and then coming in and doing something about it, right? Doing something about it. Because if we recognize change, we recognize there might be something we need to do. If we don't do anything about it, then it will just stay like that forever. So my point in sharing this is to show you that it is possible. Okay, so what in the world is self-clarity? So what do we mean by self-clarity? Well, it's a term that we often hear, and so we're going to unpack it. Self-clarity, let me share this, is about having a clear, coherent understanding of who you are as an individual, right? Know thyself. Knowing your values, knowing your aspirations, your strengths, your weaknesses, any areas that you need to grow, right? It's kind of like having a well-defined map for your own inner landscape. Just like we would use a GPS to help us navigate, or you might use a map, right? For the analog world among us, right? The analog people among us, I guess. You can think of it like a GPS, right? Very similar. So that's that self-clarity that is a very important component in anything we do, really. Anytime we're trying to define success, we're trying to map out our goals, we're trying to level up, become a better version of ourselves, it starts with planting the seed, that self-clarity. So importance in social fluency and confidence. Like, why is it so important to have self, you know, clarity when we're interacting with people, when we want to boost our confidence? Well, you can think of it this way, right? If you don't know where you're going, how will you choose the right path? If you don't know what the destination is or possible points along the way, you know, journeys, in your journey, possible moments where you're going to stop, maybe look at the view, drink some water. Like, imagine you're on a hike, right? Maybe stop for a picnic, take out your apple and eat your apple, right? Those little milestones that we might think of. If you don't know where you're going, how are you going to know what path to take, right? So without a clear sense of your social goals, both for at work and in life in general, right? Because we do both here at the Academy. Whether it's both, you know, being maybe more assertive or empathetic or confident or just feeling comfortable in your own skin, talking to anyone about anything, it's really challenging to make meaningful progress if we don't have a sense, a clear sense of our goals. Give me a thumbs up in the chat if that resonates. if it makes sense, like, yeah, I'm nodding along here. Definitely self-clarity is something that I need, right? If you're nodding along and you've had moments where you can point to concrete times in your life where you're like, yeah, if I didn't have that sense of clarity, I would be in a totally different situation, right? With jobs, with friendships, with even where you want to go on vacation, right? Chirag, makes sense. Exactly. Exactly. Good. Okay. So here we have a diagram, self-clarity, right? So here at the center, we have self-clarity, right? And radiating from it are several different, you know, social skills that we use for work, for life in general, like communication, empathy, right? We've got assertiveness, and there's so many more. And this illustrates that self-clarity is at the very core from which all of these skills then emanate, right? So when you understand yourself deeply, when you truly understand your needs, your wants, where you wanna you be a year from now, 5 years from now, a day from now, 2 days from now, whatever it is, you can develop these skills in alignment with your true nature, right? And that makes your social interactions much more authentic and much more effective. And my friends, that is true confidence. Okay? That's when you can be your authentic self and you can say, what my plan is. This is how I'm going to execute that plan because I have this self-clarity. That's confidence, right? And when you do that in social situations, that feeds into and empowers social fluency. Okay, so a real life application. Let's have a look here. Are you all with me so far? Can I get a nice emoji in the chat? What's a nice emoji you want to send us in the chat? Send us a nice emoji in the chat. I love it. I love it, Simon. That's beautiful. Okay. More emojis coming at us. Okay. So in real life, in our real life application of this, what does it mean? This means that you have a personal compass guiding your interactions, right? So for instance, if you know that one of your strengths is empathetic listening, right? You are an empathetic person. You've improved your active listening, your empathetic listening, then you can lean into that in conversations, making your interactions much more meaningful. Or maybe, you know, you recognize that so that's a strength, right? That's a strength, identifying what those strengths are. But maybe you have a weakness, right? We all have weaknesses. That's kind of the point. We want to find our weaknesses and then improve upon them because we're not perfect. We are human beings. We are flawed and we try our best and we get better and better. So when we look at certain weaknesses, right? Like maybe that is somebody struggles with assertiveness. So maybe acknowledging that, just the sheer point of acknowledging it and saying, hey, okay, assertiveness is something that I've identified as a weaker area in my professional interactions, maybe, right? Maybe this is what you've said to yourself. Acknowledging it can be the first step towards growth in that area. But first, we have to acknowledge it. And guess what? That comes from having clarity. There's a wonderful saying, know thyself. In fact, I think it was in my alma mater in Hamilton, I think it was one of our sayings at school. I'm going to have to double check that. It's been kind of a while since I was in university, but you get my point. Know thyself, right? Knowing who you are. So in essence, self-clarity is about knowing who you are and who you want to become, right? And again, I'm not saying change yourself. No. But we want to be a better version of ourselves tomorrow than we are today, right? That's kind of the point of personal and professional development. We just want to get better and better. That's why we read. That's why we do these calls. That's why we participate in life. We learn, we grow. And so we're going to continue in this vein of self-clarity. So I want you to envision, right, your future self, the next version of you. You know how we come up with software updates, right? We have software updates like on your phone or on your other devices. We want to do a software update to ourselves, right? So what's our future self? What does it look like? This is a crucial aspect of self-clarity, right? Really posing this question, who do I want to become? What version of myself do I want to lean into? So we're going to dive into this idea of envisioning your future self. And believe me, it is not woo-woo. It is not hokey. It's really actually, like I said, crucial. It's essential. We've got to ask ourselves these questions. You know, in Stoicism, they call it like soul searching, like looking into your soul, finding, asking yourself, like, what is my soul? What is my soul saying? What can I see me doing, right? Who do I want to be? How can I get that software update that I always wanted to have for myself? So it's much more than daydreaming and just kind of like staring out the window and whimsically thinking, oh, well, maybe I'll do this one day or that one day. No, it's like sitting down and really thinking hard and asking yourself some powerful questions that I'm actually going to share with you because they're that important. So this is a powerful exercise, is, you know, exercise in defining who you aspire to be, and not only in life, but in your social interactions and beyond, right? With whatever you seek to do. Okay. So that brings us to our wonderful guiding questions. So imagine yourself a year from now, okay? What social qualities do you see in yourself? Are you more confident in conversations? Are you better at making connections, reaching out to people, networking, making friends, keeping friends, right? It's one thing to make friends. It's another thing to maintain those friendships, right? Or perhaps you are more assertive or empathetic, or you're a better active listener. So I want you to picture how you interact with others in this ideal version of yourself, right? Because we're envisioning the ideal version of ourselves. Who is that person? What do they say? How do they say it? You know, how do they communicate? Not with just their words, but their tone of voice, their intonation, their prosody, their emphasis, right? And then I want you to picture how you interact with others in this ideal version of yourself. So not only how you're communicating as this idealized version of you, but how are you interacting with the people around you, you know, at work, at home, in life in general? What do your social interactions look like as an ideal version? Okay. It's quite a question, right? It's a heavy lift of a question, but we're doing the soul searching. And a lot of people don't do this. A lot of people don't do this. And, you know, I get why. It's hard. It's hard, but it's so worth it in the end. It's so worth it during the process. So now here are some guiding questions that will help you visualize. Okay. Visualization is a very important tactic in the realm of communication. We talk about positive visualization and negative visualization, and both have their merits. Okay. So here's a question. How do I handle social situations differently in the future? Right now, maybe sometimes people push your buttons and you have a reaction instead of a response. Maybe your ideal version of yourself doesn't react, isn't so reactive, is more centered, is more in control of their CNS, their central nervous system, is better at actively listening, right? So that's one question. What kind of conversations am I having? Are they kind of silly, meaningless conversations that are happening over DMs and social media apps? Or are they deep connections that are that you're having, you know, in coffee chats and in our Exploring the Academy community or in group coaching calls or heart to hearts that you have with your best friends? You know, what is the nature of the conversations that you're having? So that's another question to ask. And then in what ways have relationships improved? Right? So looking back on maybe last year, anything? Did anything seem like it improved? These are things you want to ask yourself and you want to celebrate because sure, you've surely made improvements. And then looking forward, what other kinds of improvements do you think you want to make? And then lastly, how do others perceive me in my social interactions? Right? Am I being kind to people? Am I empathetic? Am I actively listening? Am I giving people the benefit of the doubt? Am I, you know, quick to shake something off if it rubs me the wrong way? Right? Or do you hold a grudge? Right? So all these things, really important, really powerful questions. And I want you to consider them for yourself, for your own social fluency goals. Okay, let's do a little poll. Okay. I want you to select the top, like order. Yes, Medea, so much to learn. That's what we're here for, right? And I love it. I love it. We are. And you, my friend, are definitely exemplary of that. So thank you, Medea, for being here. and all of our other wonderful members as well. You guys are amazing. Okay. So top four. So I want you to order these, right? So the first one is the most important. The second, you know, okay, not maybe a little bit important. Third, not as important. Fourth, not that important. Or just thinking of it in these terms. Okay, so enhanced communication skills, greater confidence, okay, improved empathy, and then increased resilience. So order these. Okay, so let's run through what these are. So enhanced communication skills, right? Your ability to express your thoughts clearly, effectively, you know, convey meaning in both personal and professional capacities. Greater confidence, it's that feeling that more you're more self-assured, right? And assertive in social interactions and more, you know, more likely to make better decisions because you're decisive instead of indecisive. Yes, that's tied with confidence, believe it or not. Improved empathy, so being more attuned to an understanding of others' emotions and their perspectives and their worldviews. So being less quick to judge also, right? You know that saying, put yourself in someone else's shoes? That's it. That's empathy. So important, by the way, right? I mean, these are all important. But it comes down to what is your priority? What do you want to focus on this year? And that's why I want you to put them in order of importance. They're all important. This is coming from a communication coach, right? They're all important. And then increased resilience, that's the capacity to handle any type of social challenges or social setbacks with positivity and perseverance. So if you want to feel free to share it in the chat right now. What's the order of importance that you would rank these? Maybe it is A, B, C, D. Simin, another one of our all-stars, ACBD, but I find all of them important and necessary. Yes, you're right, Simin. They all are important, but the reason I want you to do this is because you want to kind of prioritize where your attention will go, right? Because we can't work on all of them at once. It's over time that because that's how we learn and grow, right? We can't learn to cook and also learn Spanish and also learn, you know, how to do gardening all on the same day. We need to space things out. Our brains, you know, can handle a lot, but we want to do it in a way that's strategic. Okay, good. Good. Thank you for sharing. Chirag, I hope I'm pronouncing your name right. Please tell me how to pronounce it. That's great. I love that you were able to come up with the order of importance here. Excellent, Hamza. Wonderful. Okay, so very similar to Chirag almost. Yeah, except CNA are a little bit different. Very good. Very good. And this will really be contingent upon you know, everyone's going to have a different answer, as we see, case in point. It will be very much conducive to, contingent upon what you are doing in life, right? Where you are, what season of life you're in, what you hope to do, maybe you know, whatever, right? It has to do with your job, your own social fluency goals, right? So we all have our own goals in mind, and that's why it's going to look different for everyone. So really, you know, having this clear vision is so important for our future self. It's so transformative. Again, it's like setting that GPS for your professional and personal development journey, right? Because when you plug in the destination, you know where you're going, you can start charting the path to get there. If you don't know where you're going, you don't know what your goals are, you don't know who you want to become, like what better version of yourself you want to become, then it's much more difficult to chart a path for yourself. So this kind of vision, a clear vision that comes and stems from self-clarity, is what's going to guide your choices, your actions, the habits you set for yourself this year. And that makes your journey towards social fluency and confidence much more focused and personal, purposeful. And there's a meme about, you know, you are, yes, the sum of like the friends that you have, but also the sum of the content you consume. And we have to be really mindful of that, right? The kinds of books we're reading, the webinars we might be doing, right? The YouTube videos we're watching, the podcasts we're listening to. This is all the books we read, the articles, right? What are we surrounding ourselves with? If it's quality content, thumbs up. If it's not, is that getting you closer to your goal? Maybe not. Aparna loves the picture on the slide. You know what? Me too, Aparna. I love this picture. I'm so glad you like it too. It's really fun. Clear vision, right? Clear vision, crystal clear. Now on the flip side, what does a lack of clarity cause, right? What happens when we lack clarity about who we want to become, especially in the context of our social interactions? Well, this lack of clarity, believe it or not, I'm sure you believe it, you know, it can have several unintended consequences that actually end up hindering our growth and our professional and personal fulfillment. So we don't want that. Okay, so let's look at some of these consequences because, you know, it's important. We gotta see what's going on if we don't create and have that self-clarity. Okay, well, with, you know, unfocused goals leading to unfulfilled resolutions, right? Without a clear vision, our goals often become vague or they become misaligned with our true desires, right? We might set resolutions like network more or be friendlier. Those are kind of vague though, right? But without understanding what these mean to us personally, because for everyone it's different, these resolutions can often fall by the wayside. You know that kind of the reality of the what, you know, people sign up for gyms on January 1st, right? And they might go a week, 2 weeks, maybe they make it to a month. After that, they stop going to the gym. So gyms make a ton of money the first month of the year. Everybody wants to like get back on track or shed holiday pounds, whatever a little gimmick people are, you know, telling themselves. We want to think of it as a long-term thing, right? We want to be in it to win it. We want to make these goals part of our identity, right? And they're not supposed to be quick fixes. Anyone going to the gym to just shed the holiday weight is not really seeing the bigger picture of health, right? Fitness is an evolving thing. We get fitter and fitter if that's what we put our mind to, right? We can do that. You see people in the centenarian Olympics and the centenarian decathlon, as one of my favorite medical doctors say, Peter Attia. You see people in their 90s, you know, bench pressing extraordinary amounts of weight. How did they get there? Because they made it part of their why, right? They were consistent. they set clear vision. They set their clear vision up, which sets them up for success, right? So we really want to have these focused goals. That's what leads us to success because it creates that consistency. It helps us know our why, and it allows us to stick to those goals. So I really encourage us to do that. Okay. Persistent negative mindsets. Oh, this is a huge one. And it's something that is so devastating and detrimental if we don't flip the script. So a lack of clarity can help us get stuck in these like negative thought patterns. And we don't want to go there, right? Like we might replay social failures over and over and over and over. Like, oh, why did I say that? How did I trip? You know, why was I doing that? Whatever, right? These things happen. We're human. We all make mistakes. It's part of life. Or maybe we dwell on our insecurities, right? Constantly ruminating without understanding really how to move past them. We're all going to make mistakes. That's part of life. We've got to make mistakes in order to learn and grow. In fact, the mistakes are helping us grow because they show that we've gotten out of our comfort zone. We did something uncomfortable, right? Whether it was calling that person up on the phone or reaching out to somebody via email or scheduling that interview or finding a mentor and reaching out to them. These can be uncomfortable social interactions that cause social anxiety, right? But we did it anyway. We move past them. So, you know, if we can't move past them, that will create a cycle where our confidence will diminish, right? And then it just spirals from there. And that's why you have people, I'm sure you've run into them, say, oh, I'm not confident. How are you confident? Or I never feel confident, right? We do not want to spin that kind of narrative. What we say to ourselves is so powerful. It's so powerful. So we've got to keep that in mind. And then lastly, relationships, right? Stagnation. They stop growing. They stop progressing. Stagnation in personal and professional relationships, right? So in a professional context, unclear personal goals can lead to missed opportunities for leadership, for collaboration, for networking. And in personal life, right? It might mean struggling to form deeper, more meaningful connections with people. Like you have 1,000 friends, but not one single person, not one single friend that you can call in the middle of the night if you need to talk to somebody, right? So it's much better to have, you know, 2 close friends than 1,000 acquaintances and get invited to all the Instagrammable parties or whatever, right? Really thinking of that as a perspective to have. Or maybe, you know, in personal life, this could mean like avoiding social situations altogether. You're invited somewhere and because you don't want to interact with anybody, you're too afraid. You have that stagnation. It won't lead to developing these friendships. So you just don't go. We don't want to get there. We don't want to get to that point. And look, if you are at that point, I would say don't despair. It's not too late. You can come out of that. You can dig yourself out of that ditch. But better not get there if we can avoid it. Okay. So what about indecision? I talked earlier about how being able to be decisive is a type of confidence. You know, I had a boss years ago now, who was able to make decisions on the fly. They would sit down, be presented with like a very either incredibly amazing type of partnership or huge opportunity that you would think would take somebody a week to think about before they said yes or no. Nope. They would make the decision right then and there. And I was in those meetings and I was just so impressed. That was like very early in my career. And that person had so much confidence too, right? So they really do go hand in hand in a lot of times. So what is this impact of indecision? Well, in this chart here illustrates how indecision and lack of clarity can impact so many various aspects of our personal life, right? There's downward trends in areas like relationship building, confidence levels, personal growth. So it's a visual representation of the type of stagnation that can occur if we don't have clarity. And again, we don't want this. We don't want a downward trend. That's not what we're here for, folks, right? But it just shows how powerful this stuff is. Okay, so I want you to think about a time when you felt unsure what you wanted from a social interaction. You didn't know what outcome you wanted. You didn't know where this conversation was going. You didn't know at all why you even had this conversation to begin with, why you were interacting with this person. Maybe you hesitated, for example, to speak up in a meeting. You had something important to say, but you didn't say it. You stayed quiet. Or maybe you felt awkward at a social event, right? That uncertainty likely impacted not just that moment, but your feelings about similar situations in the future. Think about that for a moment, right? So we want to be really mindful. We don't want to self-sabotage. Sometimes you get in your own way, right? Like, it's very easy to blame other people, other circumstances outside of our control. It's easy to do that. But sometimes all we have to blame is ourselves, right? Not speaking up in that meeting so someone else got that promotion. Not approaching that person so somebody else got that business deal. Not sending that email so somebody else got that awesome mentor. Not signing up for Exploring Academy. So, you set yourself back maybe, right? Different things. So it's powerful. Our decisions are powerful. So I love this because this is a major takeaway here. It's a golden nugget you can keep in your pocket. Without understanding who we want to become, we risk remaining in a state of indecision and dissatisfaction. Total chaos. So our social skills, our confidence, our relationships can all suffer as a result from this indecision. And it doesn't have to. It doesn't have to. So recognizing these consequences is the first step towards seeking clarity and making meaningful changes in our personal and professional lives. All right. So we are going to, why is this slide? Oh, I had a lovely picture on here. Well, anyway, we're going to talk about some wonderful techniques. It's not showing up the text right there, but oh, I know why, because it's on the top of the screen, so you can't see it. We're going to look at techniques for achieving and gaining clarity in our following up, our next group coaching calls in our academy. So this is part of the Executive Communication Lab group coaching program. And I'm really excited that we're going to be working on, first of all, I'm going to teach you these techniques for gaining clarity. And then we're going to practice them. We're going to do our simulations. We're going to role play. We're going to practice. We're going to get live feedback. You're going to boost your confidence, boost your social fluency. It's all part of the journey. So that's coming up Wednesday, January 10th and Friday, January 12th. We are working on this week, and it's going to be great. It's going to be really great. So some of you who are in this call, I'll see you there because you are in the Executive Communication Lab group coaching program. So great to see you. And for those of you who want to sign up, you can easily do so. You can, if you are already a member of our weekly webinar free plan, then you can easily upgrade to the Executive Communication Lab group coaching program, and you get full access to the platform and the community. So it's an amazing opportunity. I think, this is really how you're going to push past that. If there are any barriers, right, pushing past it and thinking, okay, well, I have a roadmap. I know what I'm going to do. I know how to get there. And I have an amazing group of people to support me, right? That's what it's about. Community is so powerful. Community of practice. This is where the learning happens. We share, we grow, we learn from each other and in the community and all the amazing things we have here. So we've got our live group coaching calls. These are 45 minutes to 1 hour sessions and they're twice a week. And you can make friends, you can network with professionals, have a great time. We do a lot of laughing too. We have a lot of fun. Practicing your communication. Big one there, right? For sure. Because where else do you get to practice your communication? Not many places, right? It's a risk-free way to do that. And you get the feedback. You get live feedback, which is incredible. Real-time feedback. Boost your confidence. Every single person who has joined, I kid you not, every single person who has joined our group coaching calls and spent time with us in those calls have said their confidence increased and have not just said it, because those calls are recorded and you can see your progress. You can see your progress over time. It is amazing. It is incredible. The progress is there. It is real. It is visceral, tangible progress. And you reach social fluency, which is extremely important. As I said, we are relational beings. We are social creatures. We need to connect with people, whether it's face-to-face virtually or face-to-face in person. We need it. This is how we thrive and survive. So, like I said, we've got two plans. We've got the Exploring Academy plan, and that's a self-study, fully supported journey. So you get access to the community, the platform. And that's a wonderful opportunity for you if you want something more to do at your own pace that does not include the group coaching calls. It's a great solution for people who want to do, you know, well, I have a chart that I'm going to show you, but you know, all the things that we offer in the community, and you get to connect with people, you get to, you know, meet them in the forums and in the chats, and you can even do your own calls with people on our platform. So here's a little bit of a comparison. As you can see, you know, with the Executive Communication Lab group coaching panel, you get everything here, including everything in the Exploring Academy plan. And the Exploring Academy plan, you know, that's more self-study. So you'll, for example, I release a weekly calendar and you have some daily activities there that you do. We've got like the web courses, the challenges. We've got some great challenges, wonderful web courses. You get to engage with the material and the content, and you can do it on your own time, right? With the Executive Communication Lab group coaching plan, you have all of that plus small group coaching sessions where you get to really talk to people. You get to practice your communication and speaking skills, really engage meaningfully, right? We're friends. We're friends. And those deeper connections, feedback, real live feedback, which is huge because, again, where else do you get that? Not anywhere, really. Boost your social fluency, boost your confidence, improve your conversational skills, decrease your social anxiety so that you're confident to communicate and interact in any type of social setting you set foot in. I mean that. And that is powerful. That is powerful. So, that's a little bit of the side-by-side. They're both wonderful plans. It really just depends on what your goals are. Again, it comes down to that self-clarity. And think about where do you want to be, right? In a year, in a few months. What you've got to decide that for yourself, right? And I'm happy to say we have a one-week free trial for both of our plans, the Exploring Academy plan and the Executive Communication Lab group coaching plan. You can try those both for free for 1 week, no strings attached. We would love to have you. And if you join the Executive Communication Lab group coaching plan, you can join both of our live group coaching calls as part of your free trial. So that'd be a great way for you to, you know, test it out, meet the other group coaching members. They're lovely. and see, you know, if it's a good fit for you. So what are some of our members saying? Well, they have a lot of lovely things to say, and I want to share those with you right now. So Simon says she joined Exploring Academy a few months ago, and she's absolutely amazed by the progress she's achieved in refining workplace skills and boosting confidence in starting conversations within the English-speaking community. Attending every live session. I'm going to make it bigger. Okay. Attending every live session and actively practicing real communication skills has not only enhanced her English proficiency, but also has been invaluable for improving overall communication abilities. I want to express my heartfelt gratitude to our teacher, Mary Daphne, for her guidance and support. Thank you so much. Having incredibly knowledgeable instructors who encourage you to seize opportunities has been the golden key that Exploring Academy has provided me. I wholeheartedly recommend Exploring Academy to anyone seeking success in today's fast-paced world. Love that. Thanks, Simon, for a wonderful testimonial there. Sida says, throughout most of my life, I've battled social anxiety. She's definitely not alone. We've all been there. Joining the Exploring Academy has empowered me to overcome my fears and shut down my BS. Each baby step in this supportive environment has been transformative, boosting my confidence in both personal and professional interactions. We do both, right? We do both professional and personal interactions because we need both. We do the professional development and the personal growth. Chirag says, wonderful. That's great, Chirag. Both Mary Daphne and all the members of the community are so sweet and smiling that you never get bored. You don't understand how time flies. With this community, I had the opportunity to improve my communication skills as well as improve my language. I have the opportunity to see and frequently and correct my mistakes with frequent community meetings. Absolutely. Yeah, the feedback is very powerful. Very powerful. Helder says, I had to give a work presentation and I used the tips I learned from the community and everyone loved it. This community is different because it's not just about learning English, but it also focuses on practical communication skills and real life situations. That's it. This is a professional development community. We work on our communication. Of course, language is a vehicle for that, but the focus is communication and social interaction, being able to speak confidently, right? And all the other amazing things that we do in communication, asserting ourselves, active listening, empathetic listening, showing validation, all the things, all the wonderful things. Raquel says, I don't get to use English in my daily life, so I find it very enriching to have the opportunity to exchange with people from different countries and to learn about their customs and opinions on current affairs. Being in small groups allows us to be active in discussions and to lose our fear of public speaking, that social anxiety. And MD is always there to push us and help us if we hesitate or we don't know a word or expression. Exactly right. Exactly right. Wonderful, Raquel. And Mireia goes, best investment, you won't regret it. I'm forever grateful to Mary for creating such a caring human connector platform. I love that phrasing. That's just so poignant, so visceral. I love that. In which we learn and practice to effectively communicate with others. Yeah, I love it. It's wonderful to have these amazing members that we have. I pinch myself. You know, I'm in awe of the people that join. They're incredible, incredible people, wonderful people. Maravest says, Exploring Academy is very different from any training I have attended so far. Talking in small groups and everyone in the group participating in the conversations increases my self-confidence in speaking English in different social situations. MD encourages everyone to speak in workshops and discussion sessions. She takes care of everyone individually and takes great care so that everyone benefits. That's what we're here for. I'm so glad. And then we have Dom, who joined Exploring Academy. Well, he said, it's the best enrollment I've ever done in a training program. I'm here to improve my professional English skills, his executive communication and social skills. I believe this is a great tool and more people should join. I love that he said that. I really enjoy the workshops that Mary Daphne delivers in her paid membership. He's talking about the group coaching program. And he says, I encourage more people to sign up. I clear my schedule to participate in these workshops. Wonderful. And then Ishika says, my goals are to become more socially savvy and build emotional intelligence with people. Mary Daphne is an excellent teacher and communicator. Her skills surely rub off on you as she eases you into better habits and makes everyone feel very comfortable as the instructor and facilitator. I'm already experiencing subtle shifts by learning from everyone, NMD. The community's international diversity is the perfect practice ground to interact in multicultural settings. Absolutely. I love how international and diverse we are. It's just amazing. This is a global community. And I love that aspect. And it's so important. I feel comfortable to say things without thinking too much as long as I put it across with integrity and grace, something that Exploring Academy integrates in its modules. Wonderful. Then we have Edwin, who says the style of interaction in Exploring is cutting edge, incorporating innovative elements of teaching a second language. My speaking skills have improved in my daily interactions, and I have surpassed some typical language barriers of learning a new language. In live discussions, I learn new words, expressions, and discussion items, which I use afterward in real life settings. Absolutely. Everything, just like in this webinar, everything that we share in the community and that we do is relevant to your life. You will use it as soon as you learn it. No fluff, just the real, amazing, tried and true strategies. And if you're in the group coaching program, we can actually practice those so that you feel much more confident when you have to do it for real. When there's a high stakes situation, a high stakes meeting, a high stakes interview, a high stakes elevator pitch, right? You've got to practice it here first, get feedback from us, practice it again, and then go out in the real world and shine. My friends, it's been amazing having you here. Way to go on setting aside this time for you today to invest in yourself and starting off 2024 on a really strong high note. So I'm so glad that you're here. I'm so glad you carved out this time. I hope that you think about these strategies, you practice them. And then if you want more practice, come and join us in our community. You can join the Exploring Academy plan for the self-study, fully supported journey. Or you can join the Executive Communication Lab group coaching plan for the group coaching, the live calls that we have with me and the other Executive Communication Lab members. So thank you again. It was a pleasure to have you all here. Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts in the chat. And I will see you really soon. Thank you again. Bye for now.